The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Oh yes, it's great excitement in my house every Saturday with Gladiators on the telly. It is back. People will remember, people of my vintage, the first iteration. Well, Gladiators 2.0 is on TV at the moment, and there is an Irish gladiator amongst them. Cyclone is her name, and I'm absolutely delighted to say that Cyclone is with me now. Listen, it is great to talk to you. Huge excitement, as I say, in my house every Saturday. Huge excitement right now because they knew you were coming on the radio. So there's two kids, at least in County Kilkenny, who are listening to the radio, and they can't wait to hear from you. So can I start with how one becomes a gladiator, Cyclone?
That is a good question. I come from Wexford, Enniscorthy, for anyone who doesn't know. So it's a big journey from going from there to being a gladiator. But I would say generally just like following your passions. That's one thing I always do. I've always been into like fitness and like being the best version of myself, whatever capacity that is. And then the show kind of came to me and I was like, yeah, that's something I definitely want to do.
So it wasn't that it was kind of on your radar, you pursued it. They found out about you through, was it kind of powerlifting or something?
Yeah, I think I'm probably one of the only ones where I literally didn't know of the show. So I'm the second youngest gladiator behind Dynamite. So when the original show was out, I wasn't even born. So I didn't even know of the legacy beforehand. So I never knew what the show was. So when I was approached for it, I was like, that sounds sick. You know, that's something I definitely do. And then as going through the whole process, I was like, wow, this is a big deal. This isn't just some like fun show I'm on. Like this has such a legacy to it. And so many people love the show from the original series. So that was unreal to kind of experience.
And what is that process then? I mean, are there kind of auditions? Do they try you out in some of the different games? How does it all work?
So after you get approached, got the call, there was audition. So it's not like you're 100% going to get it because they want to see if you can handle the entirety of the show. Like it's not just the physicalities of it, which is a huge part because all those like games are so intense and they're 100% real. Like people are getting injured. So they want to see if you have the capacity to do that. But also if you have the capacity to like be a character that people can fall in love with, can relate with, can be inspired by. That's a huge thing. So it was like a tryout day where we did like all these sorts of stuff, like jumping off stuff and climbing up stuff and jumping as far as you can. And then being in front of camera to see if you can actually like, you know, relate with people, if you can come up with a character and that kind of thing.
So, okay, tell me a little bit about that, because I love all the different characters and we haven't had huge insight into yours yet. My kind of early impressions, you're no Viper, but I mean, you're kind of, you know, you're a bit of a rule breaker, maybe. Is that a fair description?
Rule breaker. I wouldn't say rule breaker.
Rule bender then anyway, Cyclone. I'll put it that way.
I would say I stick to the rule. if there's a situation, I think maybe probably what you're referring to was one of the episodes where one of the girls actually cheated in the first game. So then I was like, eye for an eye kind of thing. If you're not going to stick to the rules, then you've broken the threshold. So now it's fair game. But in most games, I do stick by the rules. So I think that's important. I'd say Cyclone is definitely, as the name suggests, it's like a force of nature, kind of dark feminine energy. If you get caught in the Cyclone, you've already lost. You're not getting out of it. So I'd say that's my character. People say I'm a bit of a villain. I don't really agree with that. I think I just like take up the space I'm in and I'm not afraid to say, you know, I'm going to win and I feel like I'm fully qualified to do that. Viper is more of like a villain to the core. Like he just doesn't know capacity of like what the games are. He doesn't care. Viper just does what he wants to do.
Yeah, there's some there's like being a villain though. Maybe Cyclone isn't a villain, but I mean, that doesn't necessarily mean you're an enemy. You take a look at Legend or someone who's kind of plays into that, but is like just insanely popular.
Oh yeah, for sure. I think villain or not, it doesn't matter. Like impact is the most important thing. Like if you're a controversial character, it's more fun that way. People have their different opinions. Some people are like, yes, I love the fact that she's so like, she just goes for it. And like, she's not like hiding into the space. She's just owning the space. And some people are like, she's so mean. So it's interesting having like people have their different perceptions of the character.
So when you guys are selected then to participate in different, how does that work? Is it random? Are there certain games then that there's obviously kind of different ones you're going to be better at than others. Are you more likely to be picked for them? Is there a process? How does that happen?
You're getting all the inside scoop now, aren't you?
Yeah.
So basically it is, we all have our different strengths, naturally. We all come from different backgrounds, like athletic-wise, like we're all kind of the top athletes of our sport. So some people are more kind of geared towards the strength ones, like say Jewel is a big strength one. So anyone who's big and strong, 100% you're going to be playing that game. And then people who come from a more like CrossFit background, kind of like are used to more endurance type things, will be doing things like Powerball, the sprinters, Unleash, straight onto there. So that's how it's kind of designated from day to day. And then obviously there's only like 18 of us, I think it is. And you don't want the same people playing the same game. So some people will hop onto other events, like we have time to train for them and stuff. But I would consider myself an all-rounder. It's like, put me on anything and I'll do it.
So when we watch it then on a Saturday night, and people would have missed it last weekend because of match of the day, but it's back as normal next weekend or this weekend coming. But, you know, it's an hour long on TV. I'd imagine it's kind of a mammoth shooting, is it? Like getting of all the equipment in and out. Tell me about that.
People don't understand. Like, it makes you watch TV completely different when you're a part of the whole process, because those are like 12-hour days for us, for everyone, realistically, because you have to come in again, you have to get the makeup on, the hair on. That is a whole ordeal in itself. And then the games are so like massive, and there's so many moving parts to it. So like even just to transport a game in and like take down the like opening credits and stuff, it takes like 45 minutes to an hour. And then to play the game four times, again, that takes time. And then they have to tear it down and put up another one. And you're playing five games in the space of a day. So you can imagine how long that whole process takes. It's insane. It's so enjoyable though, because like, again, we're not putting up the games and stuff ourselves, but like when that's happening, like we're just in the back getting ready for our games, just chatting, getting into character, that kind of thing. But the whole process is long, and it's like a week and a half of straight, you know, like 10, 12 hour days.
And what's it been like for you then since your first appearance, as it were? You know what I mean? We kind of mutterings that we're going to get this Irish gladiator and who it might be, but I'm sure there's this kind of, there must be a change, is there, kind of finding yourself suddenly in the limelight?
Yeah, 100%, because again, the show has such a legacy that I didn't even realize like how much of a legacy it had until like I was revealed and people were coming to me being like, my old teachers from like primary school, secondary school, were like, this is, we grew up watching that show. And I'm just like, what? Like, that's insane to me being in like sixth class and not knowing anything about the show, and a teacher that I used to have literally grew up watching it. And now they're showing their kids and being like, I taught her in school and look, she's on the TV and stuff. So it's genuinely insane. And I've gotten so much love since it's come out, from friends, family, from everyone. Again, so many people from Wexford, Enniscorthy are like going crazy for it. Like, my dad's getting plagued at work. So it's just been crazy. It's been so positive so far.
And what, you know, I mentioned, say, the kids, my kids are 8 and 10. I have a 10-year-old boy and an 8-year-old girl, and they love it. And, it's a family show, like it always has been. It was in its previous iteration, and this is a family show. What do you hope kids take from it? What are you conscious of? What are you thinking of when you're thinking, there's going to be so many young kind of boys and girls in particular looking at me?
I think for all the kids, it's just anything is possible. I think the whole show represents, again, it's contender focused, going against like these giants, right? And it shows kids that even though you have like big, massive obstacles, or you have big, massive dreams, like as long as you have passion, you have the willpower, you can do anything, you can achieve anything. Like, these contenders are so inspiring because, again, you see episodes where it's like a guy who's like, what, 5'7", going against giant, who's absolutely massive, and giving it all his passion, all his energy, going against this massive person. And it shows those things are achievable. Do you know what I mean? On the gladiators ends as well, it's like seeing gladiators, they're such cool, inspiring characters. And it's like, I want to be like that when I grow up. I want to be that confident. I want to like take up these big spaces. So I think it does show kids like how big the world is and how much they can achieve. And then specifically for Cyclone, what I want to show like the little girls is like, you don't have to be afraid to be strong. Like, you can own that, you can take up your space, you don't have to be small. You can be big, you can be loud, you can be proud. If people think you're a villain, that's fine. You still can do what you want to do and do it unapologetically.
Cyclone, listen, it's been a real pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Happy to be here.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.